Well, his grandfather, the Goyler, was a fisherman, had a fishing smack working out of the green. And it's difficult for modern people to understand what real poverty is like. Now, he lived in a thatched house, and the house was needing rethatched. You know, you have to rethatch a thatched house here every 2 years. I was a three lickers, those water dripping. And he was leaving this day about 6 a.m. to go fishing. And his wife started nagging him to stay at home and fix the roof. But on the way out, he came back in with half a dozen big skates. He used to salt and dry the skate too. And he put these big flat skates on top of his wife and he said to him, "That'll keep you dry till I get a show." Just a nickname. He lived up in Ballyvullen. And he had at least two sons anyway. When one of his sons, a young lad, was on the way to get a job in Glasgow, leaving the island for the first time, his father, the gardener, was giving him advice. He always said, when you get a place to stay, go to the nearest shop and tell them you've got a job, but you won't be getting paid till the end of the week. But you need to get food and credit. And they'll give you some and credit. When Friday comes, just make any excuse. And keep dragging out of that shop till the day comes where they will give you no more. And when that day comes, don't worry. Glasgow's full of shops. You're not going to... My grandfather said that it was the introduction of the old age pension that killed the Goyler. I think it was 1907 when the old age pension started, the Liberal government. 5 shillings a week for anybody over 70. And my grandfather had a shop and a post office. And the Goyler came in and he got his 5 shillings. Now, 5 shillings in those days was actually a better pension than the old age pension you'll get today. You could live on 5 shillings a week and live quite well. The Goyler got his 5 shillings at the post office end of the counter. Then he walked to the other end and he bought a pair of brand new boots. And he put the new boots on and he walked home to Ballyvullen. He got a cold and the cold went to pneumonia. And he died. And my grandfather said it was the boots, the Goyler's body was not used to the comfort of good boots.